Today's softball results are brought to you by Brinks Exteriors Roofing Contractors. You can trust the Carroll Tigers started things off with a pair of games in a varsity doubleheader against Bondurant Farrar. They would lose 13-0 in a game number one as Talia Hahn would go 1-for-2. Kyra Hosenfeld pitched 2 1/3 innings, giving up 8 hits, 9 runs allowed, 2 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks. And you had Emma Danner pitching the other 1 2/3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 4 runs allowed, with one of them being earned. In game number two, Bondurant Farrar picked up a 10-0 win in 4 innings over the Carroll Tigers. Hailey Bellinghausen with an impressive night, going 2-for-2 at the plate. Audrey Heidrich and Tenley Schroeder also having a walk each. Fun matchup between two Rolling Valley teams, with Arweva traveling to Coon Rapids Baird as the Crusaders pick up a 17-7 victory. Anna Hart keeping her dominance this week going on with a 3-for-3 double RBI, 3 runs scored, and 3 stolen base. Game, Jamie Kraft would pitch 3 innings, giving up 4 hits, 5 runs allowed, 4 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 2 hit-by-pitches. Aubrey Hoffbauer would have an RBI, 3 runs scored, and 3 walks as well. Maddie Mason had 2 RBI, 3 runs scored. He had 2 runs scored out of Emilia Eddie with 2 RBIs, a run scored from Sophie Jones with 2 RBIs, a run scored from Katie Anderson, 2 runs scored from Aubrey Yeager, and a run scored from Molly Moore. For Arweva, Hallie McCullough put up a run. You had Gabby Hundling going 2-for-3 with 3 RBI and a run scored and a stolen base. Well, Aubrey McCullough had a hit-by-pitch and a stolen base, and Mara Obrick, pitching-wise, was 3 2/3 innings pitched, 11 hits, 17 runs allowed, 10 earned runs, and 18 walks. Crusaders put up 5 in the bottom of the fourth to put that one away. IKEA Manning with a come-from-behind victory over Griswold in the seventh inning. You had Anna Stengel going 2-for-4 with a run scored. Carly Arp 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Cadence Ketchum 1-for-2 with a double, 3 RBI and a run scored, pitching 7 innings, giving up 15 hits, 9 runs allowed and 9 earned runs, giving up 2 home runs and striking out 2. You also had runs scored from Olivia Lindy with 2, Macy Rasmussen with 1, 2 from Kaylee Rasmussen and 1 from Ella Sanford. A lot of ground balls through the infield there, and then a wild pitch to walk it off for IKM Manning as they put up 5 in the 7th inning to come back and win from behind 10-9. ESAC, also a fun game for them. They come in the 8th inning and are able to pick up a 6-5 victory on the road at GTRA. You had Jordan Carroll going 1-for-4 with a run scored. You had a run scored at Chloe Barrett, who actually walked it off with a sacrifice fly. Lauren Lally had a run scored. Sarah Bontrager 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. You also had a run scored from McKinley Cromwell and a Danae Thayer. Miranda Gertis, the winning pitcher with 8 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, 5 runs allowed, 1 earned run, and 12 strikeouts, as they put up 1 in the 8th inning to pick that one up. Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton Auto, and getting back to their winning ways as they win 19-1 in 4 innings. Kind of a big night from a bunch of different players. Here's Taryn Peterson was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases. Anna Larson, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Riley Miller, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored as well. And they put up 7 in the 3rd, 6 in the 1st, and the 2nd each to win that one. Our final one of the year, South Central Calhoun picking up their first win of the year, 17-10. DC's was 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs and a run scored. Laurel Bunt was 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored. Bailey Sokol had 2 runs scored. Shannon Melody was 4-of-5 with a double, a triple, an RBI, and 4 runs scored. You had 3 runs scored from Kenley Webker, 3 from Abby Kistenmacher, 1 from Sophia Twyman, and you had a run scored from Mikhail Heinrichs. That was a look at your softball results brought to you by Brinks Exteriors and the CB Sports Network.